In today's episode, we discuss StreamingChurch.tv and ChurchStreaming.tv. Are they the same? Are they different? What's the deal? Well, we'll find out next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, how are you again on this summer in the old Pueblo?
I am doing okay. Feels like we just did this.
Seems like we just did this, yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. This is episode number 480. Is there an engine that's 480 cubic inch?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, right? I don't have to look that up. All right. Before we get in, and this episode, this will be an interesting episode for a lot of people, because we're going to talk a lot about StreamingChurch.tv and ChurchStreaming.tv. Are they one and the same? We're going to find out here in a moment. But before, we'll keep everybody in suspense here. Do you want to remind people we have a webinar coming up? Surprise, surprise. And it is called Stream Smarter, Connect Deeper. Get a customized digital ministry prescription for your ministry. And we're going to talk about on this webinar coming up next month, well, in July, July 22nd to be specific. We're going to talk about how you can discover how AI-powered insights can actually transform your digital ministry. So we got this free webinar. We're going to talk about strategies that can help your church's presence online with streaming video and other things like that, deepen the engagement that you have, hopefully help foster some deeper connections with people online and beyond. So sign up if you want to hear more about this thing. You might be surprised. Sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. The webinar is going to happen July 22nd. It's going to be 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time. Did I get that right? Daylight Time? Is it daylight time right now?
It is daylight time. Yes, it'll be noon. Okay. Noon Eastern daylight.
Noon Eastern. Yeah. So, yep. I mean, we don't. In case anybody cares, we do not change our clocks here in Arizona, so it still brings confusion because other people do, and anyhow.
Yeah,
so anyhow,
and we're on Mountain Time, but we're not on Mountain Daylight Time.
That's
so
to add
the
more.
Rest of Mountain Time, we're an hour off from the rest of Mountain Time. Yeah, it just adds to the confusion.
Oh, yeah. When you're talking to customers like I am, because we are StreamingChurch.tv and we also have other products, there's always confusion. Oh, you're on Pacific Time? Well, we are kind of right now, but not really, because we won't be. We're not on the same time as California in a few months, because everybody changes their clocks and we don't. And so it's confusing. And I had the same issue in radio when I was in broadcasting back in the 70s and 80s and even some of the 90s. We had to catch satellite feeds. We didn't have the internet, but we had satellite feeds we had to catch from different parts of the world and New York City and all that stuff. And so, again, people would change their clocks and New York would change their clocks and the satellite feed would come at a different time for us.
Yeah. Bit of trivia, some time zones are on the half hour from us as well.
That's true.
Because
that
I was just hearing about a big national event and it was like 11:10 PM here and it was 2:40 AM there or something. How's that?
Yeah. All right. So anyhow, sign up. We'll talk about time zones. We'll have a podcast dedicated to time zones one of these days. But go ahead and sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv for the Stream Smarter, Connect Deeper webinar. About a half hour long, Q&A questions, and we'd love to have you there. And we'll be live so you can stump us on that stuff. All right. So today's episode, as I said earlier, is episode number 480. And we're going to talk about StreamingChurch.tv and also ChurchStreaming.tv. And before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about who we are. You started this company back in 2001. Yes. And tell us just briefly a little bit about that and how we got to streaming video.
So I got started in actually August of 2001. Had a inspiration from church or something. I'd go to church every week, and you kind of know people. We didn't have a very big church. It was a couple hundred people maybe. And you'd see people and you'd know them, you know who they were, but you knew nothing about them. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was a system out there, and this is the dawn of the internet, all the internet stuff had just crashed, and where everyone had a personal profile at my church, and I could fill out a profile and I could go online and figure out who shares the same interests as me. Cause you know, who plays golf. So I want to get a golf game together. Who plays basketball? But you and I used to play basketball together and find out who the basketball players were at church and just get some background. So I developed this thing called MyFlock at the time. And it was an adjunct to your website, which not all the churches have websites anyway. And it would allow members to go on, fill out a personal profile on their life events, their family, their work, their interests, their hobbies. You fill that out. And then the centerpiece of it was there was a tool called the Top 10 Most Like Me. And it would show you, here's this guy shares, you know, these five people share your same music interests. These also enjoy the same family background or family history or whatever, that sort of thing.
And this was before Facebook. This was before MySpace. And when you developed this thing, I had left the church. You and I were in the same church. I was on staff. But then I went and started a church in Kansas. And in my church, actually started using it. We were one of the first, I think.
Yeah,
right? You had website templates too. So we actually used the website templates in MyFlock.
Yeah, we actually didn't develop the website templates for a few years later. So
I'm baffled by that because I started my church in 2001, and I thought by 2002 I was using, but maybe I wasn't.
I think it might have been a little later than that. So yeah. We had it did very well. It was kind of innovative and it was spreading quickly. And the reason I know, another company came and wanted to purchase us. Yeah. And when we were kind of going through this mergers, when the website template stuff came out.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm confused. Anyhow, we used it at my church that we started and used it for many years. All right. So we're moving along here. You got myflock.com, which is still active, and there are some churches still using it. And then eventually in about 2008, 2009, streamingchurch.tv came across.
Streaming Church. So, with the dawn of Facebook and the other social media, they kind of made somewhat of the MyFlock key features more obsolete, you know, kind of became a MySpace kind of thing. It's a MyFlock. But so 2008, we took all the tools, not all, we took several of the tools that were developed for the MyFlock thing. There were things like chat rooms, which was very innovative at the time. I remember doing a board meeting through our chat room, and it was like, we'd never done that before. This was way early on. So we took the chat room. We had a member map feature that would show where all the members were. So you could find out, you know, who was not, it didn't give you an exact location, but gave you a general location and some other things, and then pivoted and started streaming and moved those tools into the Streaming Church product and started Streaming Church up to 2008, 2009, somewhere around there.
And that's why I kind of jumped on, because we came back from Kansas after starting the church.
Yeah.
And we came back here. Church is still going, obviously, in Kansas. But we came back here and I came back on staff at a live church where you were, and eventually became the church online guy. I became kind of bivocational at that point. I was working for the church, but then I started working with you.
Yep.
And for you. And I started to do streamingchurch.tv, tech support and all the other stuff that we do, blogs and newsletters and all that good stuff, and the podcast back then as well. So we're cruising along here doing streaming video. And
Early on, my I don't know if my brother had anything to do with it. I don't think he did. I think I got inspiration. I said, hey, this is new. This is a new territory, and I'm going to trademark Streaming Church, because we had named our product Streaming Church and thought, well, let's go trademark this. And my brother is an estate planning attorney, so he doesn't do any of this, but he knows. He made a referral and said, hey, these guys can take care of you for getting your trademark together. And so they did the trademark research stuff that you got to do when you file a trademark. And so I got accepted a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the official trademark for Streaming Church. And so then I just stuck that in my pocket. And along this time, this is probably getting into 2010, 2011, 2012, other companies started cropping up that were doing this. And several of them were kind of in the streaming niche, and they were moving towards the church market. And they were, I know at least one for sure, that changed their name to be, I can't remember what it was Streaming Church Live or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think that was it. I think it was Streaming Church Live or something. Yeah, and they had streamingchurchlive.com. And so talked to my brother and the trademark attorney and said, what do I do? And they said, we'll send them a cease and desist.
And cease and desist. Okay. So because the name is very similar.
Yes, because the name was very similar and you couldn't do business with that name. And the first company that had done it, they acquiesced and said, okay, that makes sense. We didn't realize you had a trademark on the term. And so they changed their name to whatever, something else. I can't remember what it was, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then, and so there may have been a couple of them before. Then we had another one come along, and it was a company that created the name Church Streaming. They were a company that went by yourstreamlive.com, and they were kind of in that niche streaming market for, streaming was actually pretty new back then. They were just a small company. And so talked to my attorney again, said, hey, these guys are started and registered churchstreaming.tv. And so our attorney sent out a cease and desist. And so I thought nothing of it. And then quite to my surprise, I find that the attorney let me know that they had filed suit to have the trademark removed. They were rather than have
streamingchurch.tv trademark removed.
Yes. The trademark is Streaming Church. Okay. It's not streamingchurch.tv. It's just Streaming Church. That's that's kind of our brand. We own all the domains around Streaming Church and almost all the neighboring ones. The only one I didn't purchase early on was churchstreaming.tv. It was probably the only one. Big mistake. So anybody out there, could have avoided a lot of problems because they can't operate without the domain. And we were several, we had developed this probably have the trademark in 2008, like 2009 timeframe. Right. And this is three, four years later.
Right. Yeah.
And so rather than ceasing and desisting, they decided they were going to file suit with the Patent and Trademark Office to have our trademark disallowed because they felt like the Trademark Office shouldn't have done it. So they're basically fighting the whole thing.
All right.
Which is very surprising to me.
Yeah. And we're getting into some legal things now. So we got this legal challenge now. And by the way, I know we talked about this before, but I remember that their website looked a lot like ours back then.
I don't really remember, but yeah, maybe.
I do. I felt like it looked a lot like ours and it had a lot of the same stuff, a lot of the same content that we have, which is not necessarily unusual. I mean, but it had certainly a lot of content that was very, very similar to what we had. And also, there's this term in sales called poaching, it's not just in sales, but we also noticed that this company was going after some of our existing customers.
I think that was later, but yeah, I mean, that may have been a little bit later that they were doing that. But yeah, yes, they would. Yeah, we would have, don't remember the exact timing, but yeah, we would have customers saying, hey, these guys reached out to me and they're, $10 a month cheaper than you are. And they say they have a, better product. So they were reaching out. They were actually going to our customers. And we were, at the time, initially, we had, we had a web page that would say, you want to watch a live church stream? Here, you can go watch this live church stream here at this page. Yeah. And we weren't very shy about, hiding the identity of what churches were using us. And so these guys are a little bit unscrupulous, I guess a lot unscrupulous. We're going in and go, let's get that list. Let's go call these guys.
Yep. There's only 400,000 churches in the United States, right? My gosh, they would have had to go to our list to get people. I'm being facetious here. I'm being sarcastic. But my point is, it's a lot of churches, especially back then, that weren't streaming that you could have gone after. But anyhow, go ahead. Carry on.
So anyway, I'm talking with my attorney and I go, what? I've never been involved with anything like this. What's going to happen? Because, it's going to take, I think she said like a year, maybe 6 months. She said, there's going to be a deposition. You're going to need that. We need to prepare for the deposition. We'll need to go appear in court. We'll need to do, there's all these legal things that we're going to transpire and it's going to take quite a bit of time. And that translates into quite a bit of money. My attorneys are $400 to $800 an hour just to talk to them. So
yeah my wife used to work.
Not to mention
attorneys.
Have them preparing a case for you when you're just trying to defend your patent, your trademark, which has already been approved by the government,
right?
And I have the letter and everything, so. So time's going on. I go, I'm ready for it. Try to save some money to pay for all of this. And kind of during that phase, this went on several months. And then we got a letter from Church Streaming through our attorney. They relayed it to me and said, basically, we're willing to drop our case if you're willing to allow us to continue to infringe on your trademark. And at the time that, like I said, there's been companies that had kind of cropped up and they all kind of just went away. We had some momentum and there was not any significant challenges in the streaming space. We were like one of the few, if not one of the only streaming companies that were explicitly done for churches. This other company was explicitly not for churches, but they saw the market there and said, let's go into this. And so they pivoted into it. So people that had kind of come around, they didn't worry me, it was just kind of, I wasn't too worried. I wasn't like we weren't losing customers to them. They weren't, the people were not poaching our people or doing anything like that. So I was not real concerned. We had a good momentum and things were going well and we were growing. And anyway, so that they came to us and said, we're willing to drop our thing and drop those things. And so I had, in my former life, I worked for aerospace company and engineering group, and I had hired some engineers and some young engineers. And one of them was, worked for me for 2 to 3 years or so, and then went off to pursue, he wanted to get a law degree. And so he went back east to a pretty nice school, a prestigious school, and got his law degree. And, left the company and that I was working for, and then moved to the San Jose area. And he's a patent attorney, and we'd kind of kept up. We exchanged Christmas cards, and I knew his wife. She worked where we worked together. Actually, I guess I had something to do with them getting together, because had I not hired him, he never would have met her. Mm. So so he's a patent attorney, and I decided I'm going to call Andrew and just have a chat with Andrew and explain what's going on. And so I explained the whole situation, and Andrew's a believer. So, you know, he's a Christian guy. So I've, you know, valued her, and he works in Silicon Valley as a patent attorney. So he knows this whole world as well.
He knows his stuff.
Yes, he knows his stuff. And his advice to me was, he said, I would go ahead and take it. He said, for a couple of reasons, take the deal where we drop our suit against them and they drop their suit. He said, because number one, you know, Christians are not supposed to take each other to court. So this is, it doesn't look good getting in this legal battle with another company. That was one of his deals. And then from a, I think from a legal perspective, he said, you know, it's going to be expensive and it's probably not worth pursuing. So I said, okay, we'll do that. And so we dropped the, we signed the agreement that said, we will allow you to continue to, cause I was, my thought was they're just going to kind of disappear in our wake. I don't know. I felt like we had some momentum and they were just trying to break into the church market. But that turned out not to be true at all.
Yeah.
So,
So we dropped everything and we said, okay, whatever.
Stopped paying the attorneys and kind of, yeah. Cause this is just at the time, I think I was still working for my former employers. This was just a side job for me. And I didn't want to get into a big legal thing. And so, sure.
So we need to say too, that again, they continue to do business as churchstreaming.tv. We're streamingchurch.tv. We're not the same. reminds me of that song by U2. We're one, but we're not the same. But we're not the same. And they're still going. Now, I do need to say this, too, that churchstreaming.tv is not owned by the same person or persons as it was several years ago.
Yeah,
now it's owned by a different company.
Right. When we were in the suit, they had the founder and him and his team that were running the company. So he's the one who brought the legal stuff and was, you know, had changed the name. And so, yeah. And so it's been, looking back, we have been very frustrated at times because we'll get customers that say, you know, they'll say, I want to quit you because whatever reason it is. And we'll go, what's the name of the church? And we go look at them like, you are not with us. Or they want support. Or they want support or help with something. And we're going, okay, let's go check your account out. And so we can figure out what your, you know, things going on. And they're not with us.
They're with church streaming. Yeah.
And I'm sure church streaming probably may have gotten a few of our people calling them as well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very possible.
I would assume so. So,
yeah. If they answered their phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the one thing I think that we're better at is that we'll answer the phone, or if we don't answer the phone for some reason, we'll call back.
Yeah. There's some marked differences today. I think if you tried to I think their model has changed somewhat, and we've kind of stayed true to our staff is a part of church. We're dedicated to ministry. We only do ministry. We don't do any other streaming. We don't serve high school football games or, you know, other things like that. It's all the tools. And we've had people come and approach us and say, hey, I want to be able to do this with it. And they go, you got that Bible on your platform and we can't have that, you know, kind of a thing. And you go, well, that's right. We're dedicated for the church, you know, we're, so anyway.
Yeah. 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 So, so it's different now. Churchstreaming.tv it's owned by different people. And so we're not, I don't know how to say it. We're not knocking them, so to speak, but the previous owner, if I can say if I could just be blunt about it, I felt like he was unscrupulous. I felt like there was stuff that I don't think was appropriate. And maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't think, and I'm not sure he had such a great reputation, but that's, we won't get into that, but he's no longer, but he actually did start another company later and went after some people that we had again. I haven't heard anything more from them, so I don't know what's going on.
I haven't either, but yes, we did have customers that were very loyal to us, and they would go, hey, this guy reached out saying, and they had put together a comparison sheet, and they, very wisely priced their things, $10 cheaper than ours or whatever it was. And it's like, why choose us?
And again, it's not like there's other churches out there, right? As I said earlier, there's like close to 400,000 churches probably in the United States. I mean, come on, why you have to go after somebody else's customers? But anyhow, so that's the story. So we are not churchstreaming.tv. We are streamingchurch.tv. But that's the background. That's the story on how things developed. And we still get calls today. We still get people reaching out to us today. And it's the same deal. It's like
probably one a week, maybe, or
it could be that, and not so much lately, but and it'll be we'll like, okay, what church are you? Where are you at? What city are you in? We don't have any record of you. Are you sure you're with us? Yeah, I'm with churchstreaming.tv. No, this is streamingchurch.tv, not church streaming. Oh yeah, right. Well, yeah, I'm with you guys. It's like, no, you're not. and I can understand why it's confusing. I can understand that. I totally get that.
Yeah, we met several people that thought, I thought you guys were the same thing. Yeah. You just had two different ways to two different domains out there. And yes, but no.
Yeah. So your advice would be if you had to do it all over again, you would have not.
And my brother, he lectures me all the time since he's an attorney, he's an estate attorney, So I was talking to the trademark attorney who obviously had a game and had a dog in the fight, because they were going to get paid for it. But now my brother says, you had such a strong case. He says, you never should have dropped it. And now I look back and I said, yeah, you're right. I never should have dropped it. It probably would have been a painful year and cost me a lot of money. But I don't know.
Hindsight's 20/20, right? I mean,
so
you can't.
I prayed about it. I sought what I thought was wise counsel with this young patent attorney. But at the time, it seemed like the right thing. And maybe it was the right thing. I don't know. Looking back now, what I know now, I probably would have decided very differently what I know now from then.
Who knows? And as you said, you did what you thought was right. I'm a big believer in you reap what you sow. And so I think, you were trying to do the best thing. And, the other party, I'm not so sure they were trying to do the best thing. So you reap what you sow. So I don't know what's going on with the other party who's no longer owns Church Streaming. But anyhow. All right. Well, that's an interesting story. I don't know if people are interested in that, but that's why there is, that's the way things are. And that hopefully clears up a little bit of maybe possible confusion that some people have with the different names.
Yeah. And I think we have, like I said, the church streaming got bought out by another company. And so they have they have different philosophy than probably the original owner did as well. So,
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. So, all right, good. Well, there you have it. So, I think we're done here. If folks want to reach out to us, you have questions about all this, you can always reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. And yes, we do have customer support, unlike a lot of companies out there these days. We'll get back to you, and it won't take a week. We'll get back to you as soon as possible, not just for your tech needs, but any other questions you might have. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. That's the website, and you can click on the chat. And we're not always on the chat, But if you leave a message there, we will get it and we will return your message. So anything else we need to say, Mr. Lacey, before we go?
No, I guess that's kind of the backstory on that. Never really talked about it. Get a chance at a trade show I've only talked with him face to face once. So, and that was I actually approached him at a trade show, which was kind of an interesting/awkward moment, but
I'm sure it was awkward. Yeah. I do want to say this, you know, one thing about us, and that's what I appreciate about us and you and Michael and the people that work on this team, the other people, is that, you know, we want to help churches. And so we have lots of resources. That's why I was plugging our webinar at the very beginning of this. You know, unlike most companies, we've been in ministry, all of us, and we understand what's going on there. And we have resources. People just go to streamychurch.tv/resources. And you'll see all the stuff we have, webinars and blogs and Church Solutions podcast and all sorts of things, because we want to help the church. We want to help you as a minister, as a pastor, as a volunteer. We want to help you be the best you can and reach as many people as possible. So that's really one of the big differences that we offer here with this company, is we're out to help people. And even if we don't always get paid for it, we're more than willing to try to help and assist any way we can. All right. So with that in mind, I'm going to wrap things up. Is that okay with you?
Sounds good.
All right, folks. If you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, one of our resources, you can certainly do that wherever you get your podcast, and give us a rating if you get a chance, and reach out to us if you want. We'd be happy to do that. He is Mr. Steve Lacey. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.